Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE is serious about solar power generation, and if you are, they offer a free consultation about energy experts and with their energy experts, and they've got an entire library of educational resources you can check out as well. Find out more at mte.com/prosolar. We're going to be talking about the Salvation Army here for the next few moments, and Major Michael Knott joins us here in studio and has brought a special guest here today that we'll introduce you to. Major, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to have you.
It's always good to be here. Thank you.
Well, most certainly glad to have you, and you and Mrs. Major, I'm sure, keeping really busy.
We are, you know, gearing up for camp, and then we're still have 4 more weeks left of getting ahead class, and so we've gone from 14 started the class, and I think she's down to 10. This next section is really more focused on self, understanding how you can get out of the generational cycle, and what you could do personally to accomplish that.
Yeah. Well, and things, I'm sure, with all the operations, the shelter, all of that, still going very busily at this time of the year.
It is, because we're already trying to gather everything for the summer, and how does that look, and, you know, what can we do? I mean, our shelter is full most of the time, and so just trying to figure out everybody's journey and how they can be successful in surviving through our world.
Well, let's talk a little bit about journey, and for you, Mrs. Major, you're about to embark on a journey, right?
Yes. As you know, Salvation Army transitions officers in a certain period of time, and so we're finishing our 4th year here, and our daughter graduates from high school, so it was just an opportunity for the Army to kind of like, well, we need you somewhere else. And so we've got our farewell orders, is what we call, 2 Sundays ago. And so we are being transitioned on June 16th to go down and take up the gauntlet down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And so with that, I have a guest with me, Captain Keith George, who also had farewell orders, but he's not having to go too far this time. He's coming down to take over for us here in Murfreesboro. So,
well, you have how many miles to go? I'm sure you've looked.
It's about a 9.5-hour drive down to our next location.
And Captain George, I guess yours is much shorter than that, isn't it? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is. It's only about 30 minutes. Right now, I work in the Nashville office, and they're going to transfer me down here to Murfreesboro. I got to learn how to say that right. I got a little story. I got pulled over for following too close a few weeks ago. And he didn't give me a ticket because he could tell that I wasn't from here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's like, you just get your stuff taken care of and don't follow so close. So, yeah, great. We're excited to be a part of the community. My wife and kids already live here. We've lived here for just about almost a year. Mm-hmm. And so just getting to know the community better and the needs and how we can best serve.
Well, I was talking with Major about this before, and just right before we went on the air. This is a Major, really unique situation, because I've been, as part of being a board member for so many years, the transition, and it was, you know, your farewell, and you leave a binder, and then someone else comes in, picks it up, and they just have to learn on the fly. So this is unique for Murfreesboro this time.
Yeah, and it's great for all involved, just the Murfreesboro community and the counties that we serve, and even the team that we have so graciously tried to put together, just so that They know who's coming and don't have that anxiety. Well, how's all this going to change? And just really able to speak with them as they meet with them that, you know, change is not going to change too much other than, you know, Major Trish and I won't be here. Mm-hmm. But he still has all the empowerment and support, and not just from the team, but also from Area Command, who we've always had a conversation with him just last week that, you know, for him to do what he does with what you've entitled him to do or asked him to do, you'll have to have more support from Area Command to fill in spots that, you know, one officer is not going to be able to manage. And especially when we look at, you know, Angel Tree and Kettles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, single officer in the Army takes the same responsibility as a couple, which in itself is just overwhelming because you have the administration, you have the programs, and then you have the shelter added to it, and then you have all that other stuff to it, and it becomes a lot.
Well, I mean, it's I don't want to just put words in your mouth, but between you and Miss Major, you have to have a lot of help too. I mean, there's just so much to do.
yes. I mean, even us is kind of, there's just Murfreesboro is very much growing by the second, and so you just have to stay on top of things. So trying to be connected with the city, continuing being in conversation with other agencies to try to better strengthen the collaboration, continue on everything that we've kind of opened the doors that they're available now for the Army to walk in, and just being there for that conversation so that we have something to say.
Major Michael Knott, Captain Keith George joining us here today. Captain George, when is all of this official for you to actually take over here in Murfreesboro?
So the same day they move to Lake Charles, I will move down here. This takes place June 16th. The great thing that is unique about this situation, well, really not unique. It really can happen anyway. Mm-hmm. But the God's already working, you know. He's already given the majors a great vision and a great path forward. So for me coming in, one, they have a great staff that if they don't know me, they know of me because we're close by. But also, I don't have to come in and, you know, rework everything, right? I don't have to come in with my own vision because I know that the majors have been working on what God wants us to do in this community, and it's just an honor to be a part of it and come alongside and keep it going.
Well, and the vision was started, you know, four officers ago, if you will. I mean, some of the building blocks, and you kind of come in and make things your own, but also, you know, continue. So, I mean, it's all the process. And Major, I've had people say, why is this the Salvation Army model? You know, taking officers and then, you know, 3, 4 years, 5 years, moving them around to different places. And, you know, I guess you probably get that question too. What is the thought behind that?
Well, the way I try to explain it, and when we do get that call, is really, we are here appointed for this time and period with what gifts and talents that we are able to offer, and that there are certain areas we're not perfect, that we're not gifted at. And so I know our gift was financial and property, and I'm just knowing Captain George, as I know, he's really program oriented. And so to know the fact that he's coming in, he's got a team in place, and there's not have to worry about finances, and you don't have to worry about property, that you have the opportunity to really focus on what really the Salvation Army is, and that's kind of programs, trying to figure out where we can fit in to help those that the kids that don't have the opportunity to have any activity or interaction or anything, and and just don't have the funding. So we're excited about that because it's kind of, Trish and I, we're not program people. We're administrative, finances, and property. So
And that's exciting. Can use those skills to help down in Lake Charles. Yeah. And you know,
so knowing the fact, Lake Charles, we all know that they got hit by a hurricane 3-4 years ago, and just kind of already researching all that and being in touch with the officer down there who actually was a session mate of ours. They still haven't recovered from that. There's still houses with tarps and stuff on it. So it's gone from being responsible for 2 counties, and now we're responsible for 5 counties. And then, you know, going from a shelter that we have to where it's triple the size of where we're going. And then the family store on top of that. And then because of the counties that we serve, directly responsible for disasters. So we have our own canteen, and so just kind of bit that. And he's just saying right just now people are starting to come back to volunteer and stuff like that. Yeah. Because of the devastation
they've had to deal with their own.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so
Captain George, you said that your family is already here, and of course you've got Major Michael and Major Trish, and so how does that work? Because where you are now in Nashville, it's I think the word is single deployment. So kind of talk about that and what that looks like for you and your family here.
So the exciting thing is my wife and I are actually getting remarried. It's too hard to explain the whole thing to people, so I just call her my wife. So we're getting remarried in October. So it's an exciting time for my family, and especially for my kids. And working through that as I'm not exactly sure what's going to transpire when it comes to October and we get married. As you know, as many people know, officers, if they're married, the other one is also an officer. So there's an opportunity for my wife, Ruby, to become an officer with me, which may happen, or I may continue as a quote-unquote single officer.
Sure.
And she would have a professional job.
So I'm just really fascinated by that because, a lot of times you hear, and I had always just kind of assumed that it was always a husband and wife team, but that's not necessarily the case. So
the Army is really been aware of that. So just recently that change has been done. So where,
okay,
you know, if one just feels like I just don't want to serve in circumstances, then, you know, the other one can continue on and their spouse and children can go with them wherever. At that rank, which is nice, because as you said in the past, if one decided not to, then they both had to get out of the Salvation Army. So we're thankful that the Army is kind of being more realistic about it, that, you know, when your kids come in, they're important.
Well, and you also know that even if your spouse is not an officer, they're still part of it because
definitely. Definitely. She loves to wear her sweater that says "Motherhood is my ministry," and that's really where her heart is. We when we were separated, we looked around, where's the best place to be, you know, for our kids to be a little bit more stable and in one place, because we move around, and Major's kids know all about that. But with the last couple years, because not only did we go through a divorce and that sort of thing, I also went through cancer, and my kids have had some trauma, so we decided it was the best thing for us is to stay put. Mm-hmm. And when we were separated, we didn't know we were gonna get remarried. We decided that she's like, I want to go to Murfreesboro, I want to live there. And I said, that's great. My family lives here in Tennessee, and it worked out well.
Yeah, sounds like everything's kind of coming together for that. And June 5th is the Beyond the Bells Major, and so an opportunity, I guess, for the community to meet Captain George as well, and that's going to be very nice.
Yes, we're having that event again, and there'll be some information sent out to those that our development team is trying to connect with. It is an educational opportunity. It is a celebration as far as what Murfreesboro Salvation Army has been able to accomplish with the community, and as well as it is a kind of another opportunity to have some funds raised to help us get through the summer.
So. Talk. I wanted to go back to something that Captain George mentioned, and about children. Your children are older than his children are now, and your daughter is going to be a freshman at Tennessee Tech. Is that right? In the fall?
Well, my daughter graduates from high school.
Yeah.
And she'll be going to Tennessee Tech, but she won't be going as a freshman. She'll be going as a sophomore.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess that's the dual enrollment helps.
So she's graduating magna cum laude, and she did a 33 on her ACT, so she's not taking the news very well. But, you know, as we do in our family and our kids, we'll find out other avenues to communicate. So, you
sure.
know, Facebooking, and we know this first year as it is with George and a new appointment, and just the transition, but really letting the divisional leaders know when we go to Louisiana that, you know, we've canceled all our furlough, and these furloughs are for our daughters. So if we get a call, we're on the plane or on the road to be there. We have made some connections with officers here that if she needs help, that she has an avenue to get the help, because we take care of other people's kids.
Sure.
I've been through several appointments where, you know, officer's child was here, and we made sure that they had something to eat and whatever they needed while they were here under our leadership in this appointment. So,
well, I just want to thank you and Major Trish for your involvement here in the community, what you've been able to do. I think we've seen the Salvation Army grow through all of that, and also dealing with a worldwide pandemic in the middle of that, you know, so it's been a challenging time, but I hope rewarding for you, and this community is better because the two of you are here.
Yeah. We're in and out as we prepare for our next journey and appointment, because you have a lot that just kind of just hits you, and it'll definitely hit when we hop in the U-Haul and head down south, so...
Yeah, most certainly. And Captain George, if there's ever anything that we can do to help, and hopefully use this opportunity as a means to get word out about what you're doing, and any programs, whatever you need help with, we're just a phone call away.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Our guest today from the Salvation Army, Major Michael Knott, and also Captain Keith George joining us here on the program. And a brief reminder that if you missed part of the show, came in a bit late, you want to check out the podcast, I'm sure, WGNSradio.com. And if you go to Rutherford Issues, you can listen back to the podcast right there. Have a great day out there, everybody. We'll see you back here next time on News Radio WGNS.